message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Oba mimo love ati bozu
leyin Jesu
ko se nikan
Jesu
ko se nikan
to the left and to the right to the left to the right. As you take your seat, I'm being tempted this morning to praise and to worship on and on, but we need to deliver the word, and we know that as we do that, the Lord will bless. Let's get this out of the way, and then we trust God to have further great times in His presence. Somebody already blessed, shout a big hallelujah. It's our family intervention service, the first of its kind in 2020. And I know God will step it into somebody's family in the name of Jesus. If that is your family, say a big amen. Amen. That great daughter of God said that her brother had an accident somewhere, and then they put an iron in his leg and said he will not walk on time. That if he's going to ever walk very well. And then she put it in her prayer request and presented it before God, the healer himself, during the just concluded fast. And that brother is now working perfectly now. What doctor said cannot happen, Dr. Jesus has done it. Somebody say a big amen. Also, her sister also delivered safely without, she said it was an easy delivery. Something drastic will happen in your family this week. Something drastic will happen in your family this week. Somebody say a big amen. If you believe it, let your amen show it. If you believe it, let your amen show it. I'll be speaking this morning on unveiling the laws of supernatural settlement in family. The laws of supernatural settlement in family. Now, I want to say this, that because of the unavailability of time, I will not be able to exhaust all the laws. I will just go as far as God can help us before we hit the time this morning. And I know God will bless someone in Jesus' name. Your family is designed for supernatural settlement. God wants to settle your family. In Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18, the Bible says, Behold, I and the children that the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders. God has designed your family for signs and wonders. He wants to bless your family always. And marriage is important when it comes to the issue of family. God wants to give us a befitting marital life, a befitting family life. And marriage has been bastardized now because many people have low information about marriage. Yet everybody wants to get into marriage. There's a general saying, they say those are in marriage want to get out of marriage. Those are not in marriage want to get into marriage. So marriage has been bastardized and families have been bastardized because information is lacking. And this morning, we'll be showing us some very important information that will lead to settlement and peace of mind in your marriage in Jesus' mighty name. Marriage is not, or family is not a Nigerian concept, neither is it an American concept, nor is it an African concept. God is the originator of family. God is the originator of marriage. He is the one that brought it to pass. He is the one that created it. He said it's not good that man should be alone. He is the one that brought that concept together. Now listen to this. There are three institutions that God created. The first is the family institution. Somebody say family institution. The second is the church institution. And the third is the human government institution. When any of these three institutions is not working in any nation, the nation will be in chaos. If the family is not working, there will be chaos. If the church is not working, there will be chaos. And if the human government is not... Why do you think that in other well-civilized nations, things are working better there and things are not working here? It's simply because the human government is not working. I was telling some of our beloved pastors, I was in the airport recently, and in the space of 1 hour, they took light three times in the international airport. And planes were coming, wanting to connect with the control tower. So every like 15 minutes, light was going. People were so shocked, they would shout, ha! Other people would just laugh, it's a normal thing here. Something that you will never see in any other civilized country. Because the human government is not working well, that's why things are not working well. It's the same thing in the family. Once things are not working well, then there's a chaos and a crisis. In your family, there will be no crisis. There will be no chaos. Say a big amen. Say a louder amen. Well, beloved, I'll be showing us this morning few of the laws that will help your family to become the best, to have peace, and to be settled. The first law of supernatural settlement for your family is the law of total submission. Or you can also call it total dependency on the Almighty God. God is the one that lifted the family, that created the family. In Genesis 1 verse 28, the Bible said, and God blessed them. God will bless your family. I say, God will bless your family. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it. So God is the one that can actually lift a family. And if a family is only lifted to the extent of its submission. A family is only transformed to the extent of its dependency on God. May God give your family the grace to depend on Him forever. I say, may God give your family the grace to depend on Him forever. Say a louder amen. No man can build a home or a family outside of God, because God is the one that actually originated the concept of family. In Psalms 127, Psalm 127 verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman watcheth but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. So God is a God that builds. I say, Lord, children and children of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So God is a God that loves us to depend on Him. He said, you cannot do it by your power. Many of us have been trying to make our family work by our power. We have been trying to make things work by our human methodology. And it has failed us many times. God is the originator of the concept of family. And He always makes it work when you submit to Him. Abraham submitted his wife, Sarah, to God, submitted his son, Isaac, to God, and God blessed his family. Isaac submitted his wife to God, Rebekah, and Rebekah submitted her children also unto God. And then God brought out Jacob from there. Jacob submitted his family to God and his entire home, and God brought out great people out of his family. Your family is the next we'll be talking about. I say your family is the next we'll be talking about. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. Your submission to God in your family will be evidenced by prayer, by submitting to Him, regularly attending to the things of God. Anything that involves, you don't leave your family out of the things of God. Both of you are being carried along in the things of God. Then God said, yes, this is the next family I want to bless. Your family is the next God will bless. You know, many people don't know the importance, especially men, don't know the importance of submitting their families to God. On the day you submit your family to God, your family is settled. Your case is settled. Your matter is settled. But when you are still flexing muscle with God, when you are still doing as if I'm the man, I'm the one that can do it, there's no such family struggle. Your family is coming out of struggling today. I say your family is coming out of struggling today. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Now say after me, in the name of Jesus, I submit my family to the Almighty God. I submit my home to the Almighty God. If we can do this, beloved, there is no way our families will not be blessed. If we can do this, there's no way our families will not be upgraded to the level that you desire. And in the name of Jesus, your family will be upgraded to the level you desire in Jesus' name. Number two, law for the supernatural settlement of our families is the law of purpose. Someone say law of purpose. You must know the purpose why God created family. God did not create your family basically or only for the purpose of having interactions in the bedroom. You know what I mean? That is not the major... That's why it amazes me when some men, sometimes when the wife has some slight delay and then they begin to misbehave. The major purpose why God brings a man and a woman together is not basically only for children. It is just... Children is just an added benefit. Hello? Children is just an added benefit. And the purpose is in the scripture. Genesis 2 verse 18. God did not want the man to be alone. And then he said, and the Lord said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. So the purpose is to have an help meet. That is the major purpose. Now, building houses, buying cars, having children are added benefits. So, there's no reason for you to begin to flex because your wife has a little bit of delay. No! Enjoy yourself. Rejoice with the wife of your youth. Celebrate with her. Let joy ooze out in your family. Dance for joy. Carry her up. If you can. Back her. If you can. You are to work together to achieve the purpose. That's why a man that doesn't have a purpose shouldn't think of marriage. Once you don't really have a purpose or you don't know where you are going, you can't tell somebody to follow you to somewhere that you don't know. That's why I always tell my beloved daughters, I said, if a guy is telling you I want to marry, you must ask him, what is your plan? What is your purpose in life? You can't be purposeful. Once you are purposeless, it's tantamount to just being there. And I cannot help you to do what you don't know. I cannot help you to accomplish what you have not defined. You can't get to a destination that is unknown to you. May the Lord give us understanding. So you have to work together to achieve a purpose. Because marriage is designed to take you to the peak. So everyone that wants settlement, there must be a purpose. The purpose of serving God. The purpose of achieving this. Of doing this and doing that. This is what we are trusting God. That's how to do it. Not just saying, many have very wrong reasons for getting married. And that's why many marriages fade off after some time. And let me tell you this, you must know, it will get to a point in time in your marriage where the bedroom matters is not the ultimate. There are higher levels of calling and higher levels of mandate that you have, that such things will not be your paramount focus. Praise God. So you must have a purpose. When you have a purpose, you and your wife will not be fighting over trivial matters. Your purpose will be so, you will be so beclouded, and you will be so much into the purpose of God for you that you will not have time to be fighting rubbish fight. Every husband and wife here today, the days of quarreling in your house is over. I said the days of quarreling in your house is over. Somebody say a big amen. I mean, I don't have time. I would have gone deeper into all these teachings, but because of the non-availability of time, I would just trust the Holy Spirit to really interpret all these things to us and give us a better understanding, a better perspective, that we enlarge it in our hearts in Jesus' mighty name. Number three, law for your settlement in your family is the law of patience and consideration. The law of patience and consideration. Patience is very important for your settlement. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience have obtained the promises. In James chapter 1 verse 4, James 1 verse 4, he said, let patience have a perfect work. Let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. Can you see that? Let patience. Isn't many couples are too impatient with each other? Many men are very impatient with their wives. Spat at the slightest provocation. Just spat. Have you passed beside a Nepa pole before that some wire just mistakenly join each other? And there's, have you seen it before? Especially in Nigeria, yeah, you will see plenty of it. And once that thing happens for some time, you might not have light for 2 weeks. 2 weeks, they will just take light. We must learn to exercise. If you want your family to be settled, learn to exercise patience with your husband. Learn to exercise patience with your wife. You see, when you are patient, you will not compare your wife with another person's wife. Because God structured your wife to suit your life. Hallelujah. If you are clapping, clap very well for Jesus. God structured your life to suit your... He structured your wife to suit your life. He created her and fashioned her. That's the best person for you. The best person for you. That's the best person for you. So you just have to... When she's not perfect, you just have to be patient with her. She's also learning as you are learning. She's not perfect, just like you are not perfect. We are all in the school. We are all getting better. She's getting better. You are getting better. It's the same thing with women. Some women are so impatient with their husbands, especially when it comes to the issue of talking. They say a man speaks an average 15,000 words per day. A woman speaks 35,000 words average per day. So if you are not careful, you will just be talking, but you will be talking what will stir up the anger of the man. Exercise patience and be considerate. And be considerate. You went to work in the morning, you came back. Your wife went to work in the morning. She also came back. But in her coming back, she went to pick the children in school. She went to the market to buy soup. And she went to grind the pepper and everything. From there, she went to buy some other materials that the children would need. And all that. Biros and pencils and erasers and all that. From there, she came home. She started cooking. From just like that, as she's cooking, she's taking care of the baby. She's also breastfeeding one. She's also taking care of another one. And after that, she begins to clean the house. Then you now stroll in after the whole day's work. And then she says, tonight, I'm tired. I just want to rest. You say, in your life, don't even try that. I know how many yams I carry to your father's house. Be patient. If you are really, really patient, I know will become a yes. I know will become a yes. If she sees that you are considerate, once she notices your consideration, she will change her mind. So you must be patient. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. May the Lord give us understanding. Number four. Law of supernatural settlement is the law of differences. You must know that there are differences between men and women. Men are not the same with women. If a man is like a woman, it's a problem. If a woman is like a man, it's a problem. There was a time in a marriage, maybe some years ago, I just noticed that my wife was behaving somehow like a man. And she was becoming very tough like a man. Very tough. And I told her, small. Because a woman should be a woman, a man should be a man. There are differences. Once a man is like a woman, there's a challenge. Once a woman is like a man, there's a challenge. What are some of the differences between man and women? Number one, men reason logically, but women feel and reason at the same time. When men are very calculative, they are very logical. But women, they feel and they reason at the same time. Number two, difference between a man and a woman is that women are lovers while men strive for achievement. Women love so much, but men, their own is achievement. They want to achieve. So you must realize, if your family will be settled, that your husband is different from you. And your wife is different from you. She's a lover. She's not after many things that you think that she might be after. She wants you. Whereas the man wants achievement. He wants to see what he has done in this January now. He wants to know what he has done in 2020, in 2019. Number three, difference between men and women is that women love movies and films while men love football and sports. Hello. Any witness in the house? A woman can watch films, sote, and movies and just be relaxed while men love sports. They love football. They love things that are action. Wrestling. Boxing. Praise God. I said praise God. I said praise God. Number four, difference between men and women, that women love attention and romance while men love admiration and respect. You must know all these things if you want your family to be settled. A woman loves that. That's why when a woman is talking to you, she wants facial contact. Say, face me. I'm talking to you. Let's Ojulorowa. Have you heard that before? Let's talk. But men love to be admired. Ah, you are a strong man. Ah, you are doing very, very well in your business. I'm very happy that things are working out for you. Ah, you preach very well today. Ah, that's very, very. That's, if you don't know how to do it, your husband will not like you. You must learn to admire anything he's doing. You admire it. Anything that he's involved in, you can see his heart in it. You must admire that thing. Not that if you rubbish what your husband loves, he will rubbish you. What he did with his whole heart, and you say, Kileshi, no. Is this how your mates are doing? He can just keep quiet, but in his heart, he will have resentment for you. Is the difference? These are vital things that brings about peace in the family. And of course, another difference between men and women is that women are moved by words while men are moved by sight. You must know how to speak good words to your wife as a man. If she looks bigger now, you are the one that turned her shape to that level. She wasn't like that before when she was in university. You can check your wedding picture as confirmation. But after all this is where she is now. So you must appreciate her for that. You must learn to say good words to her. is very, very important. You must learn to dress well. Also, as a lady, you must. There are some clothes that you can't wear outside. But there are some clothes inside the house. You release it. That when you pass, he's doing like he's reading newspaper. He will carry the newspaper away like this. By the time you are coming again, he will say, come. What did you say? What were you saying? What were you discussing? Say, I didn't discuss anything. Say, you are discussing something. I didn't talk about Flagaba Stedo. You are the one that put that Flagaba. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. I said, may the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Men and women are different, but their difference is for complements, to complement each other. Mangoes and oranges are different, but the two of them are equally valuable. Mango is good, oranges are good, but they are different. These are the same way men and women are. They are different from each other, but for them to have peace in the family and to enjoy settlement, they must know that they are different from each other and celebrate their difference. Number 5, law of supernatural settlement. I've spoken about 4 already. Can you please, let's do a rundown, beloved, of the 4 that we have talked about. Number 1, law of total submission and dependency on God. Number 2, law of purpose. Number 3, patience and consideration. Number 4, law of differences. And number 5, law of roles and assignment. A man has his role and a woman has his own role. Ephesians 5 verse 22 and verse 25 particularly. Wives, you have to submit yourself unto your husband. And husband, you have to love your wife. Verse 22 and verse 25 particularly. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Both men and women have their roles. And these roles must be played very well for the family to enjoy settlement this year. What is the role of the man? The role of the man is headship. The role of the woman is helpership. The work of the man is the head of the family. He provides direction for the family. The work of the woman is to help the man to accomplish and to assist him to become what God told him to be. You're not the one that will tell your husband, this is what God said you should be. God will speak to him. We show him what you are to assist him to become that thing that he said that God has told him to be. That is the role. So when there's a conflict in this role, the woman wants to be the head and he wants the man to be the one helping, there will be crisis. The man will revolt. I mean, in my years of pastoring, which is over several years now, I've seen many of such. Many of such. Where the woman wants to usurp the authority of the man. And the man will... Men don't talk much. But when it comes to them insisting that they are the head, you can't doubt them. A man can be so quiet, but he will insist, I am the head of this house. God placed me as the head of this house. So you must realize that that is the role of the man. And as a woman, your own role too must not, your husband must not doubt if you are helping him to achieve God's purpose for his life or not. There mustn't be a doubt. He must be so sure you are helping him. You are assisting him. You are helping him to become what God has destined him to be. And that's why I always tell women, don't seclude yourself from the vision and mission of your husband. Don't dissociate yourself from what God has called him to do or whatever God has told him to do. Push him in that direction. And if you are sure that that's the area God has destined him for, not that he's doing evil and you are now encouraging him in that area. No, that's not what I'm saying. But he's doing the right thing. Encourage him in that area. Pray for him in that area. And then we love you and love you forever and ever and ever. Let me just give us one more. and I will stop this morning. Once our second service stops, the modality for our preaching will be a little bit different. We'll most likely be breaking our messages into two parts, and then the first part will be preached first service, second part preached second service. So if you wish to listen to the concluding part of the message, you also wait behind for the second service. Praise God. I said praise God. So if we had started, I would have stopped at point three now, and then I will tell you that the next, if you wish to continue, you wait also for the next phase in the next service. Praise God. The law of honor. Honor. I actually have about 12 laws, but because of time, we'll just stop with the law of honor. This law is probably one of the most important laws in the family. The husband must honor the wife. To honor somebody means to place value on the person. When you say, I honor somebody, it means that I place a value on that person. Beloved, place a value on your wife. Place a value on your husband. Let your wife be valuable to you. Children, have value for your parents. Don't play what people are doing in this world, though, where people have no value for elders. They see elders like this, they just rubbish them. No! In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, tells us the importance of value. To value our fathers in the faith. And to value our parents. He said, children. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. And for it is right. Go to verse 2. He said, honor thy father and thy mother, which is a commandment. That is the commandment that has a blessing for you. If you want your family settled, husband, wife, have. It is the value you have for your wife that will not make you to slap her. Hello. When you have value for your wife, you can't just say, what? Kilo some man. What do you say? Eh? What? You can't do that because you have value for her. She made a small mistake. There was a slip of tongue. She speaks at 5,000 words per day. So you should understand that maybe there was just a little slip of tongue. One of the 35 was just a mistake. Okay, somebody said 35,000 things. And just one is a mistake. Then you bring broom to beat her. This is not right. Honor your wife. Honor your husband. Honor him. And children, honor your parents. Honor your parents. We are in a generation where people have little or no value for parental honor. Little or no value for children. We practically almost push their parents out of the road. Mommy, please. They will just push them out of the road. If your desire is that your family enjoys settlement, let the honor of your parents be vital in your heart. I can't imagine you just enjoying your life, eating good food, and then your parents cannot even afford 1 meal in a day. And you are eating something rosy, tantalizing, sensational, something wonderful. And your father is eating garri in the morning, garri in the afternoon, garri in the night. Someone say, God forbid. I wanted you to know this. There's a law very important, but I can't go into it today because of time. The law of sowing and reaping is part of the laws, but I can't go into it today. You must realize, if you do good to your wife, you will reap it. If you do good to your husband, you will reap it. If you do good to your parents, you will reap it. Your own children will celebrate you. Your children will take care of you. Everyone under the sound of my voice, your children will take care of you. I say your children will take good care of you. I say your children will take good care of you. Somebody say a big amen. But honor, there must not be any doubt that you honor them. They themselves must not doubt it. Does this child honor me or not? You give them the honor. You give them the respect that they deserve. And then before you know it, you will see the settlement in your family. You will see your coast being enlarged. You will see the little effort you are putting in will be becoming massive. You just put little into the work and it becomes massive. As from today, the devil will not destroy the work of your hands again. The devil will not destroy the work of your hands again. The devil will not step into your marriage again. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. You can't be there and somebody is harassing your wife. Maybe your in-laws are just pushing your wife anyhow. And you are there. You can't give her the honor. Give her the respect. No. You can't do this. You can't do this. This is my wife. That's how to do it. Nobody here will have a failed family. I say nobody here will have a failed family. Nobody here will have a failed family. Nobody here will have a failed family. I prophesy today in the name of Jesus, I decree the settlement of your family this year. I decree the settlement of your family this year. As God liveth, God will settle your family this year. In the name of Jesus. Before I conclude, this is also a marital breakthrough banquet. And I know for somebody here today, trusting God for marital settlement, today is your day in Jesus' name. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife, findeth what? A good thing. And what? Obtaineth favor. He that findeth a wife or findeth a husband. Anyone, if you find a wife, good. If you find a husband, good. He says you have obtained favor. And he tells me that favor is vital for marital settlement. And today, we'll be trusting God and praying for favor. Maybe you have been dumped in the past in your past relationship and they thought that it's over for you. Maybe you have invested so much into a past relationship and it didn't work out. The favor of God will establish you now. The favor of God will establish you now. Listen, it's not over for you. 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 The favor of God will cause you to be found today. The favor of God will cause you to find somebody today. And the blessing of God shall rest upon you and your family. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say a big amen. Before we go into intense prayer this morning, I must not close this service without praying for some wonderful people in our midst this morning. You are here this morning and you are saying to me, Pastor, please pray for me. I want this settlement banquet of this morning to bless me. But I have one or two things to settle with God. I want to ask God for mercy. I want to ask God to please have mercy on me. I don't want people to be blessed and I'm just looking like Lucoze. I don't want my life to remain the same again. Quickly this morning, I want you to pray. I want to pray with you. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. 1 to 5. Please be on your feet wherever you are. I'll just pray with you wherever you are. And your life will never be the same again. 1. You want me to pray with you this morning? God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? God bless you. My sister, God bless you. God bless you. I can see you. God bless 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 you. 2. Also, you are watching us from anywhere in the world. Anywhere you are watching from, the power of God will touch you right there now. And the hold of the wicked is loose over your life. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Anywhere you are watching from, I want to also pray with you. Please stand up anywhere you are watching from. Also, you can send us an email. You will see the email on the screen and on WhatsApp. You can send it to us quickly. And your life will never, ever, ever remain the same again. Your life will never, ever remain the same again. Is your name written in the book of life? Is your name written in the book of life? Maybe you have done something wrong in the past. God is calling you this morning and saying to you, my son, my daughter, come to me. Let me have mercy on you. Let me forgive you your past. This morning, I want you to be on your feet. Also, you want to break an addiction to smoking, to drinking, immoral lifestyle, masturbation, gambling. That's one of the major things that are happening now out there. Gambling. You want to stop it. betting and all these kind of things. You are tired of it. You want to break the hold of the wicked over your life. Please stand up quickly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. Three. I'm about to pray now. God bless you. God bless you. Stand up quickly. Stand up quickly. I decree that the hold of the wicked over you be broken right now. In the name of Jesus. Stand up quickly.
Draw me nearer, nearer. Bless the Lord. To the cross where thou hast died.
Draw me near.
Draw me nearer, nearer. Bless the Lord. To that precious pleasing
side. Before I count, I finish the count this morning. You are still here. You want me to pray with you. You want to stop an addiction. You want your life changed. You want your life transformed. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. Four. One more count and I will pray. One more and I will pray.
Draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. Oh, nearer. Bless the Lord. To that precious
peace. The Lord just spoke to me now that there are still some people seated that should join these people here. Whatever you are right now, you want me to pray with you? Please, can you be on your feet? You want to drop an habit? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Join these people quickly. I want to pray with you. And your life will never be the same again. God bless you. God bless you, my brother, my sisters. I can see you all. God bless you. God bless you. I'm giving you 10 more seconds. I can see all of you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Nearer to thee. Nearer to thee, Lord, draw me nearer, nearer to thee,
nearer to thee,
nearer to thee, nearer to thee.
God, we honor you. Place your right hand on your chest. Lift your left hand up and say after me. Lift your left hand up and your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. I know I have sinned in the past, but afresh, I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Help me to do your will. Help me to serve you. Help me to continue to do your will. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me my sins. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name. Keep those hands on your chest. Father, thank you for these wonderful men and women. Father, bless them. Write their name in the book of life. Give them the grace to stand for you forever. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please pick your bags, whatever you have brought to church, so that we can counsel you quickly. Follow the counselors. Follow the counselors quickly.
Father,
can we be on our feet?
Oh, draw me nearer,
my song every day. Anybody blessed this morning? Anybody blessed this morning? Can I see your hands if you are blessed? If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. Lift your hands and thank God for the word he has sent to you today. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word you have sent to me today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Libadaza Garado Kokoto Bragadaya. Gerato Gagara Badiske Redosia. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Father, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Is somebody ready to pray this morning? Is somebody ready to pray this morning? You will say, Father, Father, release supernatural settlement into my family. Release your blessing to my family. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice. Lift your voice, everybody. I didn't say pray silent prayer. Lift your voice and pray. Set to my family. Ele gotagada baradasha. Le babababarasha. Rokoto brakata gadayasa. Ele baniso. Ebabarade. Reketida. Abarado. Zopredekete. Le prakakaka karaba. Le predekete. Zebra da 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 da. My family will not miss your blessing 2020. My family will not miss your blessing in 2020. My family will not miss your favor in 2020. Lekita nanakota barade, zoziza, gagara, parakataga, jekre tekete. Pray, 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 pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I want to put a little more intensity into your prayers. I know the Lord will bless you and strengthen you in Jesus' name. I want to pray and say, Father, reign in my family. Reign in my marriage. Reign in my relationship. Reign, oh God. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray. Lord, may you reign. May you reign. Lord Jesus, may you reign. 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 Lord Jesus, may you reign. 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 Lord Jesus, may you reign. May you reign. Say, Father, can I hear your voice at the back? Say, Father, put a stop to the works of the devil in my family. Put a stop to the work of the wicked in my home. Lift your voice and pray, everybody. Pray, 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 pray. Put a stop to the work of the wicked in my house. The wicked has suffered my parents enough. The wicked has suffered me enough. The wicked has tormented me enough. Put a stop to the wickedness of the wicked in my life. Put a stop to the wickedness of the wicked in the life of my children. Reketo koto braga gaga gagash le grada da 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 de gedo grodo koto braga gaga la pradesh. Pray. Put a stop, Otoge. Enough of the wickedness of the wicked over the life of my children. Enough, 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 enough is enough. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You will say, Father, I can't hear you say, Father. The first two rows here, can you say, Father? The next two rows here, can you say, Father? Everyone say, Father.
release your favor into my life, into my marriage, into my family. I need your favor. Lift your voice and pray. 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 Favor. I need your favor. Your favor is what we need. Release your favor upon me. Pray, everybody. It is favor that brings marital settlement. It is favor that makes you to find a wife. It is favor that makes you to find a husband. I want your favor. I want your favor. I need your favor. Let me see your favor. Send me favor. Send me favor. Send me favor. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I'll give you just about 30 seconds to 1 minute to speak to God on specific areas you want intervention in your family. Specific areas. Go ahead and speak to Jehovah now. Specific areas that you want God to help you, that you want God to bless you, that you want God to show his power in your life, in your marriage, in the life of your children. Speak to God. Speak to God. Pray. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.